WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome in to the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we are focusing on Rutherford County. And if you have questions dealing about Rutherford County, this is your opportunity to call and talk with our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, who's with us this morning, 893-1450. Ernest, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Beautiful day out today.
Wonderful day. Especially in this late in August, for this to be so nice and cool, it's just really remarkable.
A good day to be outside and enjoy yourself. And days like this let you know how fortunate we are to be in Rutherford County. That's what we're talking about today. Rutherford County, a lot of growth happening in the community, and a lot of growth that is happening with the county itself. Schools growing, our whole facility, the whole county government is growing to serve the needs of the community. You're very close to, I guess, beginning some of those first steps on the new judicial building and also the new parking garage, both of those going hand in hand.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And we are moving along step by step, and we're encouraged that of the progress that we're making.
Tell us a little about how that is at this point.
Well, we're working with the PBA, the Public Building Authority. They're starting our leader, our team leader, you might say, in this particular project. And we are working through the process of selecting an architectural engineering firm. We have the first phase of what they were doing. They worked through the process of selecting an owner representative, and that's pretty much been done. So it's just a process that's going to take us a few more weeks to get the architect and engineering firm selected, and then the design of the project will actually begin. And we're very, very near in actually consummating and finishing the process of purchasing the property from the D&J ownership. And we think that will happen sometime probably before the middle of August. We'll actually officially take care of consummating that particular transaction. So it's a process that has a lot of moving pieces that will take a bit of time, especially the architectural engineering part will take 12 to 18 months probably to actually get the building actually drawn and developed before we can actually be ready to start construction. But all of that is working its way through the system very carefully and thoughtfully, and we're very encouraged about that.
What size of a parking garage are you looking at? Two stories, three stories, what?
It'll be three or four stories. I don't know. We need somewhere a little less than 400 spaces, we think, to accommodate the size of the building that we're constructing. So there have been some preliminary numbers on it, but I don't know how many floors it's going to take, depending on the footprint and how many spaces they can put per level of the parking garage.
And that will give us another area to park that's relatively close to the downtown area.
Absolutely. That would be a major improvement there.
So this will be open to public as well as employee parking?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And that's all just right off the square, and that's going to be happening in the very near future. Tell us about some of the other things that the county, I know you're in the new fiscal year now. We're a month into the new fiscal year, and have you had any challenges? Has it been difficult with the new budget, or has everything been running pretty smoothly?
No, we worked through that budget for this year pretty well, and it came together nicely, and we didn't have any major problems. And, yes, we were pretty close to reaching some of our targets, you might say, that we have for fund balances that we like to keep in our general fund and et cetera. But everything has worked out very well there. Our ending fund balances have actually come out a little bit better than we actually projected when we were actually doing the budget. So we're encouraged by all of that, and we're very optimistic that we're going to have another great year.
That is good to hear. A lot of the money that you get comes from state coffers, and then much of it also comes from new building, whether it be commercial or residential. I know we're not up to the areas where we were in the 80s when we were in the boom period in the 90s and early 2000s, but are we getting close to those? Are we anywhere in the neighborhood?
Well, we can just talk about the development tax, where every single family dwelling or single unit that's built in an apartment, you know, there's a $1,500 development tax. We're not back to 50% of the levels that we were achieving or reaching, you might say, in 2004, 5, and 6. If you'll see the even the Tennessean today, you can see the number of homes that are being constructed in Middle Tennessee even today, compared to the peak that actually occurred was somewhere, I think, 2009 or 10. But the number of homes in the three major areas in this Middle Tennessee, being Williamson County, Rutherford, and Davidson County, we're only back up to about half the number of those homes that we were building back earlier, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. So we are making progress. In other words, it dipped to 25% of the maximum back in 2007 and 8. It dipped that low, but we have recovered, and we are continuing to make some improvement every year in the number of home starts and single-family units that are being developed in apartments in Middle Tennessee, particularly in Williamson County, number one, Rutherford, two, and Davidson, three.
Now, share with us once again, and you did this a few programs back, of the estimated population growth in the future for Rutherford County. We were going to be reaching up into the 600,000 range, and that's not too many years down the road.
Well, 2035 to 40, you know, I hate to say 600,000, but I'll just say this for sure. It's going to be in excess of 500,000. I mean, those are projections that the people that are supposed to know how to project population increases have given us. But you can already see that we're, in 2010, at our last census, we were 262 in this county in total. And we know that we've been at least 282, and some are now saying we're even higher than that now. So we've increased more than 20,000 people, it appears, in just a short period of 3 to 4 years.
So do you think we are right around 300,000?
I think maybe 290, but I don't think we're any more than that right now.
Now, how does I keep thinking back, I guess it was in the 80s, we had some folks coming in and sharing ways to make the community more attractive, make the whole county more attractive, mm-hmm. and increase business and things of that sort. And the person who did that made a prediction that within so many years, we would have more people than Hamilton County, which is Chattanooga. How are we? Are you keeping track of that? Was that a curious statistic for you?
Well, that statistic is still out there that indicates that will be the case. Hamilton County's growth has been very small, comparatively speaking, percentage-wise. So I think in the next 10 or 15 years, maybe not that long, that we will be the size of Hamilton County. So that's not too far off. 2025 plus, we may be in the neighborhood of Hamilton County. That's what the population projectors are telling us still, even today.
When that happens, do you feel that we will be ready? What do you think that we need to get in place prior to that time so we won't have an unpleasant event happen?
Well, this is going to be a gradual process, and every day, every week, every year, we just have to do the best we possibly can to be as efficient as we can and meet those needs of providing the proper infrastructure, the schools and the roads and all of those things that will continue to keep us there at the level that we're operating at even now. And so it's just going to be a process of taking little nibbles and bites every time that we have an opportunity to keep on adding to those things that make this a great county and improve the quality of life that we have here.
As you look over the Rutherford County area from the time you took office until now, are there changes that you look at and you think, I wish we had done this differently, or we need to be considering this right now? This is something we need to be preparing for. In other words, are there some things that you would like to see in the future happening here in Rutherford County to make all of this work out more smoothly?
Well, I think we've had some good leadership over the last several years, and I want to compliment and commend the school board for their visionary approaches that they've taken to trying to put in place schools in the right locations to accommodate the continued growth that we know is going to happen. And they've done that in a very efficient, effective way. This building that we're just talked about with respect to the judicial building has been something that's delayed, and it was delayed because we had to meet the needs of our other infrastructure needs, particularly the schools. I think we can get that behind us. That sort of gets that big thing away and in place that we've been putting off for too many years. So past that, I think we're well positioned to continue the growth and continue the quality of life we had. It's just going to take a focus on all the leadership in every department, every office, to be sure that we do that. So I'm just saying, I think we're in good position to make that happen. I wish we had some additional revenue sources that we could use to improve our road system in our county. We have such limited funds and available there. I think that's a little bit of an issue that we really need to address. I don't know where we're going to generate new dollars to make that happen. I think our road department and our superintendent's doing a wonderful job with the dollars they have to pave and put in place and improve and make them safer everywhere that we can. But I think that's something that somehow we would need to focus on and think a bit about. And we've already talked about many times, Bart, the fact that with this growth, that creates more solid waste. And with more solid waste, that shortens the time that this landfill that's capacity out here for taking our waste. So I think that is a major, major difficulty that we must really continue to give some serious thought to determine how we can extend the life of that. And then once that life is gone, what are we going to do and how are we going to manage this and how are we going to find some improved technological kinds of approaches that will help us reduce the amount of waste and that's going or needs to be placed in the landfills. All of that really, I think, is a component of this that we really don't have good answers for yet, but we must have good answers in the next 5 to 10 years on that.
Now, you drive out into the Walter Hill area, you see the mountain, and you see how it continues to grow. I mean, it's probably one of the higher elevations in the county, certainly in that area, and it's going to continue to raise the level of the ground there all the way up almost to Jefferson Pike. When that happens, I guess that's pretty much a part of history then, and it starts to fade. I mean, that will no longer be in use. To allow us to use that landfill longer, are you looking at any forms of recycling, anything that would sort of prolong the use of the landfill?
Well, yes, we've been doing that for years now, and we're going to continue to focus on that. And if we would like to continue to increase the recycling percentages. So in other words, if we could go from, we think maybe we're in the neighborhood of 25% of our waste is being recycled, but if we could improve that 25%, keep moving it forward, in which we're going to do everything we possibly can, that would, yes, certainly extend the life of the landfill. But at some point, even with those objectives and those outcomes, we still have to find a way to do more, much more, I mean, an order of magnitude more, or we'll have to start finding a way to haul this waste out of this county, which would be a major, major expenditure for all of our citizens.
There have been times, I believe, in the past when I've heard things referred to, well, that's the county landfill. So the county was in the landfill business at some time. Do you foresee ever having a new landfill when the Walter Hill one fills up? And have it run by the county where it's not a business venture and we accept waste from other states and other counties?
Well, I wouldn't say that that's an impossibility. It's very, very unlikely. It's almost impossible now to get a landfill permitted in any county in this state or anywhere really elsewhere in the country. So there are only a limited number of those available. So I'm not with... This being a pretty urban area, I don't know if we could ever find a spot that would even be workable. Public relations-wise, that would be nearly impossible. I don't really project or think that we'll have another opportunity for another landfill in Rutherford County, so we're going to have to find a way to diminish the volume of this waste so that we don't need one, except in a very, very limited way, or else we're going to have to find a way to take it to someone else's that's already been permitted.
So we're going to have to start thinking out of the box.
And every day.
That might
and there
be...
Are there are a lot of technological things that are happening that have some encouraging opportunities, we hope, and we're looking at those and trying to stay on top of those engineering things that might be coming forward that will be just what we need. And I'm still hopeful that this is going to happen. Technology and engineering is going to have to really be a major part of this.
Well, we're not the only place with this problem, so there's a big need for it.
Absolutely. All over the country and the world.
And are there any technologies that look promising right now? I know Nashville tried it with a steam plant to burn the garbage and create steam to heat the buildings downtown.
There are some technologies that appear to have some real promise, but they're complicated, and I'm not really properly informed to communicate these in a way that might not be, I want it to be effective, and I'm not that up on all of this stuff yet, but yes, it is out there, and we're working with that and evaluating and researching ourselves.
One thing that we have not touched on, and we'll just touch on it just a smidgen here before we head into the half-hour break and open up the phone lines, and that is traffic signals in the county. We did not used to have traffic signals. We didn't have problems with traffic in the county, but now it's pretty hard to tell in some areas where the county is and where the municipalities are because they're all pretty heavily populated. Do you foresee a time when the county is really involved in traffic control and street lights and things of this sort?
Not short term, no. The few traffic lights that are in the county, and there are just a few, they are maintained and managed in a cooperative way. The city of Murfreesboro manages those for us. So there are limited numbers of those, and they're on the major perimeter roads that you see surrounding our county. So I don't think that we're going to get in the business of street lights and traffic lights anytime soon yet.
Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess is our guest this morning, and we're approaching the segment that you call in. This is your show. If you have a question or a comment, if there's something that's concerning you in Rutherford County, if you have a suggestion, hey, if you know the answer to what to do with our solid waste problems, we want to hear from you especially. 893-1450, there's a line open right now for you. Dial quickly and join us, 893-1450. We'll be right back.
I love baseball.
Putting the power in our lineup since 1981. It's the Atlanta Braves on WGNS.
AM, FM, online.
Parties and gifts are good surprises, but when it comes to your finances, the word surprise rarely means something good. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can be unexpected and emotional and could potentially impact your long-term financial goals. But at Edward Jones, we don't predict, we prepare. So when life surprises, you'll be ready. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Representative Mike Sparks listens to us. Mike Sparks listened to us when he voted to stop expansion of Obamacare in Tennessee. Mike Sparks listened to us when he voted to stop Common Core, the radical Obama education agenda that harms our children and our teachers. And Mike Sparks listened to us when he worked to eliminate the Hall income tax, a tax that punishes our seniors. When it comes to lower taxes, smaller government, and opposing Obama's radical agenda, Mike Sparks listens to us. Join Andrew Ogles at Americans for Prosperity and call Mike Sparks at 615-741-1100. Thank him for being right on the issues that matter to Tennessee. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
The general surgeons at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic seek to provide compassionate and effective care for a broad spectrum of surgical conditions in all ages of patients. We proudly announce the addition of Sean Horwitz to the general surgery department. Dr. Horwitz's research has extended internationally, focusing on the HIV/AIDS epidemic and on cardiovascular disease. For more information on Dr. Horwitz, go online to mmclinic.com.
Have you ever wanted to walk a mile, train for a 5K or a half marathon? This is Krista Dugosh, owner of Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro. We offer training programs that are the most comprehensive and motivational walking and running programs in the country. New Balance, Saucony, Nike, Brooks are a few of our partnering brands. Train with us to feel a sense of inclusiveness and belonging while safely meeting your personal fitness goals. 1 mile, 5K, half marathon, marathon, triathlon. Let our certified coaches help you meet your fitness needs. Fleet Feet Sports Murfreesboro, located on Medical Center Parkway, next door to Carrabba's.
A message from Mike Huckabee.
He's been your governor, university president, America's Secretary of Education. He brought the automobile industry to Tennessee. Lamar Alexander is now a remarkable senator that Tennessee needs to return to office. Oh, and for anyone who wants to pick a fight with Lamar for supposedly not being conservative enough, well, you might want to pick a fight with me first.
I'm Lamar Alexander, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Alexander for Senate 2014.
Roberts Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Forget spending thousands of dollars at the dealership and come see me. We have complete maintenance schedules just like the dealer. At Roberts Auto Repair, we're always honest, always fair.
Good morning. Bit of congestion this morning in Murfreesboro. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial with the busy traffic. Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, still very busy. Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, still lots of slowdown. I-24 West into downtown Nashville, still some slowdown around the Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway area. Dr. Beautiful has RejuvaPen, the latest in skin restoration, causing skin cells to regenerate for a radiant appearance. Get one treatment for $199 in the second half off. Call 931-433-6871 or go on to drbeautiful.net. Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Now the Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see mostly sunny skies this afternoon, a high in the mid-80s, and north winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 59, and north winds around 5 to 10. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 63.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro, celebrating our 6th anniversary of the Murfreesboro location. Come by and visit us. Enjoy a hot, delicious cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
This is Andrew Ogles with Americans for Prosperity. They said we could keep our doctor, that we could keep our health plan. They lied. Hardworking Tennessee families lost their coverage and are being hurt. In Tennessee, we could have joined other states and sued to stop Obamacare, but we didn't. It's time Tennesseans learn more about the record of the liberal judges on Tennessee's Supreme Court and the record of the liberal attorney general they appointed. I'm Andrew Ogles. Join me at Americans for Prosperity and stand up for issues that matter to Tennessee. Issues where Tennessee should be the judge. Go to AFPTN.org to find out more. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Talk with the police chief, the mayor, and other local leaders about issues that concern you.
The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekdays at 8:10 on WGNS.
I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep. But thoughts of us kept keeping me awake.
Welcome back. This is your segment of the show now. If you have a question or a comment for our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, call us at 893-1450. Remember, it needs to deal with Rutherford County issues as opposed to issues dealing with municipalities. 893-1450. Maybe there's an area that you feel we need a traffic signal, or perhaps there's an area that needs a sign or has a pothole or something of that sort. 893-1450. Might even need a roundabout somewhere. We don't have any roundabouts in the county, I don't guess, at this point. But that does control traffic a bit. 893-1450 is the number. Good morning. You're on WGNS with our county mayor. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
You're breaking up. I hope I'm not breaking up on your end.
No,
we hear you. I was just calling. I live off of Red Mile Road and what they call it, Manchester Highway or Broad Street. But we need a sign that says "Do not block intersection." People coming from Amazon and that busy area, they're just blocked. They don't let us out. The same on Irma and the other one. All of these streets just need a sign that says "Do not block intersection." Is that possible?
That is possible. Think we'll have to work with the state of Tennessee, because you're saying that people that are on the Manchester Highway are ones that are blocking your intersection and your opportunity to pull into Manchester Highway. So yes, Correct. We'll have to talk to her. We'll send a message to our state highway safety person.
Yeah, it's on the same as people getting out on Delta Macon,
Red
Mile Road, and Irby. It's horrid because they just won't let you out. Some are very, very polite, but there's some that just pull right up and block.
I will tell you that it will take us a bit of time, but we are in the process of working with the state of Tennessee and putting we were talking about traffic signals a bit ago. We're talking about putting a traffic signal at Dilton Mankin. That in particular, the way that angle comes out there, it's a little bit of a hazard.
Yeah.
And so
that's horrid to getting out of there.
So we're working on that one in particular. They've already sort of consented to the design of that, and that will take a little bit of time. But yes, we're aware of that. I wasn't aware about Red Mile and the others, but we'll continue to talk to our safety folks that we know that handle the state roads, and they will be the one to try to help with that.
That'd be great. If it's just a sign that says "Do not block intersection," it's common sense, but there's, most people do have it, but some don't.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's certainly a good idea and well needed.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a great day. See how easy that is? 893-1450 is our number, and that opens a line for you. 893-1450. And good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I am great. I am calling in concerning, I wonder if we could get a fan for slow, where we have children playing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on Philip Faith Road. I mean, it's, some kind of sand where the cars would, kind of slow down a little bit, come down through there where the kids are playing. And also we need a road to be paved down through there where cracks all through it, because we do have a school bus that goes down through it.
Now, what road was that once again?
This is Philip Faith Road, right off of Hall Hill Pike.
Okay, right off Hall's Hill Pike.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But the most thing we are concerned about, those kids is playing, if we could have some kind of slow fan or some kind of, something that they would, obey.
Okay.
Well, also, this where the road is cracking, the school bus is going to be going very soon. Mostly it needs to be paved in, places in it.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can talk to our highway superintendent about that and see if there's something that could be done there.
Okay, thanks much, and have a blessed day.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thank you.
Hi. 893-1450, that opens another line for you. And we're talking this morning about issues that concern you here in Rutherford County. And you see how easy that is, and some good suggestions, too. Good morning. You're on WGNS with our county mayor. How are you today?
I'm all right.
Good.
What I'd like to know, Mr. Mayor, I got a farm on Silver Spring Road, and it's got a spring in it, and people's always running off in it, and somebody's going to get killed out of one of these days. And I'd like to see, I've talked to everybody about putting guardrails up out there. Nobody acknowledged me like I don't know what I'm talking about. But one guy left his vehicle off in there, and that gas and oil contaminate that water and kill my cows.
Ooh.
That's where I get my water. I just wonder if there's anything you can do about it.
Where on
getting a guardrail put up out there.
Where on Sulphur Springs is this?
Nice and Mill and Shacklett Road.
Okay.
Well, certainly we can, again, this will be something that we'll have to see if we can coordinate with our highway department. But we'll try to let them evaluate that and see if it could be done.
Okay, I appreciate it. One guy just left his vehicle in there all day, and he said, we're going to get it out. I told him, I said, you got to get it out. They take my tractor and pull it out of there.
Okay.
And they come around and there's a racetrack, but they don't pay it no attention. People's always going between them trees and knocking trees down. And somebody's going to get hurt out there one of these days.
Okay, so what is your street address where you live there?
Well, it's not, it ain't got no address. I just got the farm rented.
Oh, okay. All right, so there's not a residence there. All right.
And it belongs to D.D. Stocker.
Okay.
I don't know what that address is out there, but I've had the farm released for several years. Nobody will do nothing about putting a guardrail up out there.
But it's right around Nice's Mill, that area.
About a mile from Nice's Mill.
Okay.
On the left-hand side.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can identify that.
Much.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
And that could be a real problem because vehicles rolling off into there, as he mentioned, they pollute the water, and he's already had
right.
some cattle dying.
That's correct.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with our county mayor.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you fellas doing this morning?
Doing fine.
Well, great. Good to hear you, Mayor.
Well, good to be here.
Yes, it is. I have a question about whatever happened to the drive-in. PA was supposed to be coming in at the old National Highway.
Oh, yeah, off of the... Yeah, right there on the corner there. I know where you're talking about.
Florence Road, was it?
Florence Road, yes, sir. And that was going back near where the old, I guess, the air port was there some many years ago. I don't actually know what happened. I read the same thing you did, and I don't know if they're still in developing that or not. I will talk to our planning department, and if you'll call my office at 898-7745 a little bit later today, I'll ask them what the status of that is and what their I think they went through the process, but I don't know exactly when they're going to do that. So, but we'll follow up on that if you'll call back to the office, okay?
Yes, I know they were saying it was supposed to be open this summer, but summer's about over now.
That's right. You're right.
And they haven't started yet.
There's been no activity. I don't see anything happening there. All right.
But another question. I'm told National Highway on Reynolds Drive, the highways are getting, the big holes are coming back on them again. So if you would, sort of mention it and let them know to come out to check. Nope. I believe it needs to be paving.
All right. What was that street or road?
It's Reynolds off of the old National Highway.
Reynolds. Okay. I'm writing that down. All right. We'll get them to follow up on that.
All right. You fellas have a great day.
Thank you.
893-1450 is our phone number, and if some of you have some answers to questions like that, maybe somebody listening is the one who's developing that theater, give us a call, 893-1450. And if you have any questions dealing with Rutherford County, we're taking those calls too. The county mayor is here to answer your questions. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
My concern is the cross intersection at Memorial of the new Walmart and Adams Place from across the street. Walmart cars appears to think they have the right of way to do a left turn rather than the person coming from the Adams Place side to go right. I would appreciate it if you would check the number of wrecks that are occurring there and possibly think about a light. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. That's within the city of Murfreesboro, and we need to talk to Mr. Dana Richardson about that, but there is one light there already at the entrance to Adams Place. I don't know if there's going to be another entrance onto that street or not, so I'm not familiar with that enough to say, but we need to talk to the city road and street people about that. I believe it'd be the most appropriate ones to address that issue.
Okay. And by the way, the city mayor will be with us in a couple of weeks, so call in and ask him, and he can get you the answer very quickly. In fact, oftentimes he's getting answers for questions that are called in before the show ends.
Yeah, he may be listening even now.
Yeah. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. We're focusing on Rutherford County this morning. We're talking about issues that are concerning you. And as you can hear, the issues that concern you are ones that are very localized in your area. And without your phone calls, the folks with the county are not going to know about it. So it's so important to give your thoughts to the county mayor. 893-1450. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment.
The Waves on the Radio.
The
The Braves have been right here since 1981. This is Don Sutton, and you're listening to WGNS Murfreesboro.
Common Core, federal overreach central to Obama's radical education agenda. Obama's education secretary ridiculed opponents of Common Core as being white suburban moms whose kids aren't as smart as the parents thought. Conservative governors in Indiana, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Texas have all led the way in opposing Common Core. Now it's Tennessee's turn. Common Core imposes liberal Washington, D.C., one-size-fits-all standards on our kids. We're told we need to try it to understand how great it is. Sounds kind of like Obamacare, doesn't it? Common Core is untested, expensive, unproven. Now you know why some call Common Core Obama Core. Common Core hurts our kids, our schools, and our teachers. We should raise our standards with Tennessee values and Tennessee priorities. Ask your representative what they've done to stop Common Core. Actions speak louder than words. Join Andrew Ogles and Americans for Prosperity. Together, we can stop Common Core. Go to AFPTN.org to find out more. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Hello, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurant, a family restaurant tradition for four generations, now in our 24th year, serving our most popular menu item, great-tasting oven-baked chicken soup. Back in 1989, when my mom and dad were planning Demas's, they debated whether baked chicken soup should even be on the menu. Both agreed that it was a good item, but they weren't sure it would be accepted. Because my dad and his sisters had eaten it all of their lives, especially when anybody had a bad cold, they decided to risk it. They did it, and now I can say the rest is history. We made over 65,000 gallons last year and make more every day. We sell it by the cup, bowl, quart, or gallon. You can even freeze it for shipping or to save it for a later date. Give yourself a treat today. Baked chicken soup, buy it in the store, or get it to go. Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, Lebanon, downtown Nashville, and Hendersonville. Get your chicken soup today.
Bell Jewelers, celebrating 135 years. Greg Tidwell, owner of Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers, celebrating 135 years of excellence with an incredible anniversary sale.
Bell Jewelers, on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Celebrate 135 years with Bell Jewelers with this huge store-wide sale August 20th through the 29th. Everything will be discounted up to 75% off. Pandora is excluded.
Bell Jewelers, celebrating 135 years.
Congressman Scott DeJarlais listens to us, and he shows that in his votes in Congress. When Washington insiders demanded an increase in the debt limit to force taxpayers to fund the endless spending spree of the Obama administration, Congressman DeJarlais listened to our voices and voted no. He refused to be pressured or bullied to vote against his conservative principles, even when that pressure came from his own party leaders. Congressman DeJarlais has been a leader in his opposition to Common Core and liberal federal mandates that try to impose the Obama education agenda on our children. Scott DeJarlais has worked to repeal Obamacare and to ensure that our veterans get the health care they've been promised and the respect they deserve. Politicians run from their records at election time, not our Congressman Scott DeJarlais. He's proudly running on his conservative record. In fact, he was named the fourth most conservative congressman in the entire House. Everybody running in a Republican primary this year claims to be a conservative. Scott DeJarlais' record is clear. He is a conservative. And his votes on our behalf prove it.
Paid for by Citizens for Ethics and Government, Clyde Bright Treasurer, not affiliated with any candidate or candidate's committee.
Weather Eye.
We'll see mostly sunny skies this afternoon, a high in the mid-80s, and north winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 59, and north winds around 5 to 10. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 63.
That update brought to you by Kubota. Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotional pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on TennesseeKubotaDealers.com for information. That's TennesseeKubotaDealers.com.
I happened to glance up, and the clear sky was gone.
Coast to coast, all night, every night.
All I could see was something round and black.
On WGNS, AM, FM, online.
My life is brilliant.
Welcome back. We're in the final segment of our broadcast. Just a few minutes left for you to talk with our county mayor. So if there's something that's concerning you dealing with Rutherford County, give us a call, 893-1450, 893-1450. Dial quickly and get on the air with us. One of the areas that is much in the news these days is increasing the fire protection here in Rutherford County. there is sort of a beginning of meshing the volunteer fire departments with more of a full-time group of firefighters and the two working hand in hand. How is that working so far? I didn't mean to surprise you there.
No, that's all right. I was just thinking. We really think we're making a tremendous amount of progress there. As you're aware and have mentioned, we have now one station that's fully staffed, you know, one around the clock, 24/7. That is staffed by our county fire department. We were able to receive a grant that has funded those positions for 2 years, and a few of the positions will be funded even into the third year. So that's going to give us a lot better opportunity to respond to fires on a routine, regular basis. And we're supplementing those full-time firefighters with our own volunteer firefighters, and we're still getting really good support from our volunteer fire departments that have been with us and have been providing this service in a very, very good way for many years. So all of that coupled together is just improving the whole ability to sustain and ability to respond. And coupled with all of that, with these improved services, it reduces, we believe, in many, many areas, the insurance cost that our citizens are having out there to provide for their fire protection. So this is lowering and improving those ratings that we have that show what our capacity and capability is to respond. And in turn, it serves our citizens better, and it even reduces their cost. And we're going to continue to try to focus on that. It is something really that we need to continue to make some improvements in, and we will gradually continue to add to those services. And we're just really happy that we've been able to get this going thus far. And we look forward to really continue to work on this whole project together with our citizens and with our volunteer fire departments to even make this a stronger, more viable approach that we're taking.
I guess we're sort of in a unique position here in Rutherford County in that we are growing fairly quickly, and a lot of the rural areas that used to be serviced very well by volunteers are now being overbuilt with subdivisions and what have you, and even businesses coming in. So we're in the unique position of trying to create something new and meshing what we had that was working, the volunteers, along with some full-time firefighters working it together. Are there any models? I guess you'd have to go to another state almost to see some working programs like this that we might get some ideas from.
Well, this what we're doing is sort of a routine common practice all the way across our country, you might say. So it's not unusual to drive through Florida and see volunteer fire departments and other states as we go down there. I was just down there a week or so ago. So this is happening in any number of locations. It just happens that our county is growing and we're building substantial, large subdivisions in some of our county unincorporated area, which gives us a basic need to provide a better improved response service for fire protection. So we're doing that, and we'd like to do more. Of course, it's very expensive, all of this is, and we've been very fortunate to get this grant to start this process. And we don't know if the grant will be extended or not. But in any event, I believe it's such a worthy effort that we must find a way to continue this service through that our citizens really, really need. And it's going to cost us, and we're going to have to fund it somehow out of our general fund. But we think we can do that, and we think we must do that.
Now, another area that is sort of in keeping with that, as the population grows, as subdivisions increase, in addition to the need for fire protection, we also have a need for police protection. And that brings on the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, as well as, unfortunately, more room in the adult detention center. Is that in the planning stage also, to increase the jail and to increase the number of patrols out there safeguarding the community?
Well, we don't have any short-term plans for increasing the size of that jail. And as we increase in population, there is the potential that we'll have more crimes committed and we will have more need for those cells. For the last one or two or three years, or maybe even longer than that, we've sort of been at a plateau, and we've not hasn't been as much stress, you might say, on the actual capacity of the jail, even though it ebbs and flows. And it sort of depends, again, on how many state prisoners we have housed in our local jail. And as the state has put on an additional prison or two in Tennessee, they have, over the last 2 or 3 years, they've moved a substantial number of those prisoners out, so which has given us a bit of relief. But again, we'll fill back up. So it ebbs and flows, but we don't have a short-term plan that says we're going to add another tower to that jail, but that may occur in the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, we have about a minute left in the program. Are there any final thoughts you'd like to share with the community?
Well, I just want to say we've got a wonderful community, a wonderful county, and I just appreciate being able to work with all our citizens in our other jurisdictions. I was on the square last Saturday, and it's a happening. It's an event, and I understand that our other, I think Smyrna even has a farmer's market, and we have one at the Ag Center. So all of this is really, really, I think, adds to the quality and ambiance of Rutherford County. And this Friday night, I think it may be the last Friday night live on the square, and that has been remarkable this year, the talent that they brought there and the participation and the interest that has been supported by our citizens is very excellent. So, again, they have one more opportunity this Friday night to come see a group of people that I don't know what the name of them is, but I do know a few of those people in that band. So I just want to say we're proud that of the things that Main Street's doing. We're proud of the things that every city and town in this county is doing, and it's just really helping us all grow and thrive and prosper.
Our Rutherford County Mayor, Ernest Burgess, answering your questions and visiting with us this morning. Ernest, thanks again for all that you do.
Well, thank you, Bart.
Stay with us. Much more to come. The news is next, and then Truman Jones right here on WGNS Murfreesboro.
When September ends.